This is KCLA FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KCLAFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
You ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste,
it's there. Web Radio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com. WebRadio.com.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
Stay alive, man. Stay alive, man.
Singles, it's Erin, the Dating Advice Girl, here on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. How is everybody doing? I am so honored and privileged to be back for this awesome episode I'm about to present to you. So, those of you who follow me on the social medias, like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, find me on Twitter and Instagram at DatingAdviceGRL. So at Dating Advice Girl with no I in the word girl, or on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDatingAdviceGirl. So I was so honored that one of my old teachers, actually, former teachers, my health, like sex ed health teacher back in school, I've become friends with her, which I love. I'm actually friends with my French teacher back in school too. Hi, madame. We recently, my health teacher, former health teacher, and I just got reconnected after many years of losing contact. And so she reached out to me. She knows of, you know, me doing the dating coaching here in Los Angeles and the whole thing. And so I was in Ohio for a while just recently. And she reached out and she was like, you know, I don't know if you know this, but I work for a rape sexual assault crisis center as one of their social media coordinators. And I wanted to know if I could interview you for the website and for their social media pages. And I was like, oh my gosh, that would be great. So when I was there just a week ago, I had the honor of being interviewed by Molly Ray, who, like I said, is the social media coordinator for an organization. It's the Warren County ARCS. They are a nonprofit in Warren County, Ohio, which is southern Ohio. That's the county in which I came from, I guess. I grew up in a small town in Warren County in Ohio. And it's really great. They say on their Facebook page, just to describe what they do, it says, we are a group of women and men whose vision is to work towards ending the crimes of domestic violence and sexual assault, which is amazing, right? And so when she told me she was doing this work, I'm like, well, A, of course she's doing this work because she's my just a super great, awesome teacher that I've had in the realm of health, sexual safety, and all those things, consent, and all those things, and B, just how great that she's doing this work. And if I had any chance to be a part of that in any way, I jumped at the chance, basically. So what I have for you today is part of our interview. It was an hour-long interview that we did. Molly is currently editing and posting in different chunks four different interviews onto their website. She's going to post the video of that on their site, on the Warren County ARCS site. I will have a link to that on my website as well. But I just wanted to play some of the audio from our interview, because we talked about a lot of amazing things in an hour. The hour just flew by. Molly's a great interviewer, and she brought up a ton of things that are in the news right now, or just, you know, things that we should be aware of in regards to our own boundaries and consent and all those things. So we talked from everything from, consent. We talked about Brock Turner. We talked about Donald Trump and the locker room talk. I mean, and those of you who listen to my show or follow me know that I know I don't get political very often. I try really hard not to get political. You know, for me, I'm a humanitarian. I try to go from that perspective. I don't claim a political party. Like, I'm trying to be about the people, just about people, right? And respect and all of those things. So we do talk about some of these things, again, in the news, as it pertains to what I do as my job and as my career as a dating coach who feels very strongly about consent and those type things. So those of you who might be a Trump supporter who are listening, or more conservative who are listening, just listen with an open heart, because I'm talking about these things in the realm of what it feels to have your boundaries crossed as a human being. This is not about politics for me, okay? I feel it very necessary to say that, okay? And just put yourself in the shoes of someone who could potentially be on the other end of a violation, right? Or maybe you've been a victim yourself, you know, in your past. So it was a really important conversation, so I wanted to play some of the audio from that. And so, because I can be a little bit long-winded, without further ado, let's just play the interview. Again, this is with me, with Molly Ray, who is a social media coordinator for Warren County ARCS, which helps, they're a rape crisis sexual assault help center and shelter for people who need them, and they do amazing things. So here's part one.
Shelter.
Thank you for having me.
And what I would like to do is pick your brain a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
Because I've heard there's a lot of cool things about you that actually tie in with what we do here at the Abuse and Rape Crisis Shelter Violence Free Coalition. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes. So, thanks for having me. When you mentioned that you do some work here with the shelter, I was really excited. I think it's great. It's great work, and, you know, women especially, but men too, need a safe place to go if there's something happening in their lives and they feel like they can't. They just need assistance within that. So I, as Molly said, I am Erin Tillman, otherwise known as the Dating Advice Girl. So for almost 10 years now, I've been a dating coach in Los Angeles. Grew up in Springboro. I've been in Los Angeles for 13 years. And basically what I do is I help to empower singles in the dating process. So that basically means I do one-on-one coaching with singles who feel like they're maybe just a little bit lost. And, you know, with all this technology and dating apps and dating websites and things, people feel like they don't really know how to grasp. There's just like no class for that.
Right.
We're all just kind of like feeling it out as we go. And what's this? And Tinder and OkCupid and Match.com. You know, it's all these things. So I help navigate those things. The other thing that has come up in the last few years for me professionally as well is that I found a really, I guess I should say that. I've always been aware of consent on some level in my adulthood, but it's become very, very important to me lately, professionally. You know, with all the things going on right now, just talking about, you know, just like college assault, sexual assaults on college campuses, locker room talk, and all these things,
right?
I'm really happy that we're actually talking more about these things, because they all are things that we probably should talk about before, and that can be a preventative thing,
right?
So that people aren't
afraid to, you know, or seeking assistance to flee a situation and those kind of things. If we can educate all genders, both genders, you know, early on, then we could possibly avoid a lot of things that happen later. But that's what I do, and I just feel like I'm not sure why we don't teach more of this, especially at a younger age. It's so important.
Right.
And it's the basis for everything, you know? It's the basis for, you know, even boundaries with friends, boundaries with family, boundaries with colleagues, you know? It's all very important, so.
Okay, so that's part one. Here's part two. That's just me introducing myself to her audience. And here's part two. We continue the conversation.
Law officers have reported to a total of a little over 2,000 domestic violence incidents. And just now in 2016, before this year is up, they've already responded to 1,400.
Wow.
And so, yeah, in less than 2 years,
right,
we've had 3,400 plus incidents of domestic violence calls. And I think about what you do with teaching people about making wise choices with dating.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't help but think that there's a tie-in to starting out right with dating and getting to the point that maybe we can prevent some of the domestic violence. So, what are some things you tell your clients or your crowds, your groups, your students to look for and some guidelines to follow to set themselves up for healthy situations and relationships?
Oh gosh, I mean, first of all, my first thought is there's not enough time to talk about all this.
That's right.
There's so many things to talk about, but this is really great. Red flags. I mean, for me, basic respect. It's so funny because, you know, even just being dating and being single, it's funny because when guys know what I do, they're very on their guard and like extra respectful because they know I know a lot of things and I'm probably not, they assume correctly, I'm not going to tolerate certain things. So I guess it becomes, you know, in terms of dating in the early months, which is what I focus on early dating relationships with singles and how to find potential partners and that kind of thing. So red flags for me, I had a client actually who was telling me they met someone, they connected with someone on an online dating site, and the person that they connected with is a woman, she connected with a man, and he was kind of aggressive with her in terms of like the day and time that they met and location and things. And I said, well, that's a huge red flag. Because really, initially, someone should be on their best behavior when you've met them, whether it be out at a bar, a coffee shop, online or whatever. It shouldn't be this battle of, well, I want it my way, you have to come to me and stuff. And that's what was happening with this female client of mine. And I said, well, that's a red flag. So anytime someone isn't flexible, even on those minor things, like that's a massive red flag. Like I said, someone should be putting their best foot forward. And really, meeting you halfway at the least, you know, and not being this argument or making you feel uncomfortable. So little things like that, you know, if someone, we feel like someone's belittling you, or if someone's prejudging you and making you feel uncomfortable about your lifestyle, about the way you carry yourself, your personality, your assertiveness, any of that, that's a huge red flag. Because again, in the early parts of dating, that's when people are supposed to be like really accommodating and showing their best selves. So if that's not happening, that's a huge red flag. The other thing, Los Angeles is different than this part of the country or the Midwest or Warren County in certain ways, but there's a lot of similar things that happen there that happen here just based on friends and clients' stories and things. You know, I think that a lot of times we're human beings, we get lonely or we want a partner and all these things, so sometimes I think we'll rush through certain steps because it's like, oh, this person, I want them to be this thing for me and I see this future, and it's about, we're not necessarily staying in the present tense and really getting to know someone. It's more of that future thing of that person or seeing them as my future husband or wife, so I just want to get to the end goal, so I'm kind of not paying as much attention to the up close present things. That's really important, to pay attention to those things and not rush into anything. Like, there's no reason to rush in and move in with someone, you know. I mean, listen, everyone has their own time frames, but for me, what I tell my clients is definitely not before 6 months to a year. You're still getting to know someone in a year's time frame. So that's when you learn all the quirks. That's when people start to let their barriers down and you start to get to know, you know, if they're, you know, maybe have a bit of a temper, or are they really okay with who you are? Are they going to feel threatened or, you know,
what's the word, threatened, or am I going to make feel sort of
intimidated
by that sort, thank you. Yeah, because I mean, you know, someone like me, you know, I am entrepreneurial, and you too, you're very confident. I am too, you know, and some men would be intimidated by that. So I choose, and I'm sure you've chosen in the past, not to date those men, because those men would not be a good fit. So it's about knowing yourself as well, and knowing what's okay for you, and what's going to make you feel happiest. Because really, at the minimum level of all of this, it's about happiness. So if you're not feeling happy, and someone's not making you feel happy, or bringing this happy feeling around you, it's probably time. Again, I deal with the early relationship stages. It's very different and complicated as it gets, you know, into marriage and longer term relationships. But those things are so important. It's really important to assess your level of happiness with someone. And are you letting go of some of your happiness just for this idyllic, possibly false relationship?
All right, there you go. So I forgot we actually talked about those things. Yeah. So red flags, there you go. There's some of them. There's so many more. If you would like to know more red flags, my book that I wrote a couple years ago called The Dating Guidebook, Tips for Living a Happy and Healthy Single Life Without Losing Yourself in the Dating Process, I actually have a chapter in my book on red flags. And I have, there's something like maybe like 100 red flags, and I've broken them down into physical red flags, emotional red flags, you know, like all those like different categories. So you can get my book on my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com, but you can also get it on Amazon. It's on barnesandnoble.com. It's on iBooks. I really tried to put it everywhere. And again, the title of the book is called The Dating Guidebook. So it's really easy to find. Very simple title. I wanted to keep it simple. All right, so let's move on. This is part three of the interview. And actually, this part is where we talk about Brock Turner a little bit, and a little bit of a locker room talk. Here we go.
Consent, you know, I think one of the problems we make, especially in dating and relationships, is we make a lot of assumptions. This person, and we could go to, you know, Brock Turner, Stanford swimmer who was accused of sexual assault and rape, you know, he made assumptions about what she didn't do to stop it, even though she physically couldn't stop it. And he made assumptions and acted accordingly. That's not okay. So the assumption of consent is a really big deal in the realm of consent. And so it's really important to point out that if never make an assumption about consent, it doesn't matter if someone's body language is telling you something. It really is right now at this time in 2016, it's really at a point where we really need to be clear that you have a verbal yes. I won't say you can't go wrong with a verbal yes, but the chances are higher that everything's gonna be kosher if you have a verbal yes from someone.
Definitely. I read that recently California enacted some legislation as of January 1st, 2016, that health education has to include a number of topics which involve sexual assault education, domestic violence education, the laws regarding sex. In fact, I saw somewhere in legislation that there is a yes means yes.
Yeah.
It used to be no means no.
Right.
Say no
to God, isn't it?
But now they switched it around to yes means yes. And you made an important comment. You said yes should be pretty safe. You know, should be a pretty good green flag. But what are some cases, in your opinion, where yes is not a green flag?
Well, I mean, the first one that comes to mind in regards to where yes is not 100% the answer is if someone's drinking. If there's any sort of drug use, I don't condone drug use, but I mean, it happens. So, you know, the thing that some of my colleagues and I have discussed is when does the yes, when you're, say, like 100% sober, and then you have like a drink or a beer or something, does that consent you gave at 100% sobriety, is that invalid now? So, I mean, and that was a yes at one point in time during an encounter or what have you. So when does that become invalid? My colleagues and I are still evaluating that. I have not come to a definitive answer with that. You know, it's all evolving right now, which is
And again, I think that's great because, again, I feel like my colleagues and I have seen more constructive conversations around consent in the last year than I think I've ever had, whether it be in school, even early in my early years of dating, coaching, etc. So anything that can make you intoxicated, that's when the yes becomes more cloudy and gray. So, I mean, like, I've had colleagues and I, and we were kind of joking around and stuff, but it's like, you know, if you were intimate with someone, does that mean that every single move you make, you say, okay, consent? Maybe, I don't know. But at the very least, I think it's important that we all check in with our partners. So if you're checking in, and I don't mean, you know, for those of us who aren't sexually active, it can even be as much as a kiss or holding a hand even.
Yes.
I have friends and colleagues in Los Angeles who they don't like physical touch. So for someone to reach out and hug them without asking them is very triggering for them. So it's just very important that we be aware and not assume, again, the assumption of consent. Assume that someone, that everyone wants a hug, that everyone wants a kiss, that everyone wants you to grab their hand and kiss their hand. Yes, nice gestures. I don't mind that personally, but you don't know. So it's important to ask. And, you know, an easy way to role play would be, you know, for example, I'm trying to think how I can role play with you without it being weird. I can be like, oh, you know, Molly, thank you so much for this interview. I'd love to shake your hand. Can I shake your hand?
Sure.
Okay. And then she says yes. It's literally that simple. So whether it be handshake, hug, kiss on the cheek, hand, kiss on the mouth, and beyond, it's about getting that okay. Because really, you're just protecting yourself, too. And by the way, it doesn't just go one way. I feel like, and of course, because I'm a woman, I do go more to the gender of woman being more, I guess, in the victim place. But that's not true. I mean, I have male friends and colleagues who said that they've been assaulted by women and men. It's not just, you know, the opposite gender all the time. And it's really important that, again, that we're just, it's not, I think so often with so many things in our society, it's more about what we want personally, about self. What do we want? What do I want? And it's like, okay, if we can take ourselves out of that I place for a little bit and see, okay, how does this make that other person feel? Or, you know, if I was that person, how would I feel about that? And going a little bit deeper, you know, with all the locker room talk and all of that, it's interesting how, you know, and I will go back to men in this instance, because most of the people, so I've had some women say, oh, it's not a big deal to me either. Most of the men I've heard who haven't had a problem with it, let's say. If I reversed it to them and said, what if a man did those things to you? Uh-huh. As a man,
yes.
Immediately there's a different reaction. Right. And for me, that's why it's not okay. Because it shouldn't matter about the gender. If someone, any person is doing something like touching you inappropriately or those kind of things, you think it's okay in one scenario, but then if you put yourself in that scenario where you might feel uncomfortable and it freaks you out and it's triggering and not okay, that's confirmation that something is wrong with that.
All right, there we go. And part four, I'm not going to say anything, just here we go. Locker room talk, let's do it.
Tying consent to almost anything. So even in terms of, well, okay, so, you know, this might be, it's very topical, but Billy Bush was recently let go.
That's right.
Today show.
That's right.
As an interviewer. And when that story came out, I was torn in a few ways because as an interviewer, I've been in the realm where I was hired by a company to go interview someone. And so often celebrities don't want to talk because they want to, have some sort of privacy
That's
in their
right.
lives. But then our job is to get some sort of, not dirt, not necessarily tabloid kind of things, but you do want them to feel comfortable enough that they'll talk and give you whatever information that they choose to.
Right.
In that realm, I do understand in a way why Billy Bush, I don't condone what his behavior and laughing and kind of egging him on, but in some ways on a level in terms of a reporter or interviewer, if someone's just giving you information, you might not know how you'll use it later, but it's like, wow, if I begged some people, they would never be that forthright, but that candid about their actual feelings or things they might do in their lives.
Right.
And so, again, I'm not saying it was a good thing. thing, but in a way, I mean, anyway, I don't mean to get into politics, but I wouldn't really wish thing happened. I definitely, as an interviewer, put myself in that place, and I maybe would have said something. I might have said something off camera or later, but there's another part as my job as an interviewer to, you know, get that dirt. And honestly, as if I was working for a tabloid, that's the kind of stuff you absolutely want, because that's the stuff that, again, becomes a scandal that could, like, influence people in a very good way. And actually, that's information I think we should have. I mean, this all, again, it all ties in together.
It's the truth.
Right. If it's the truth. I mean, but the thing is, you know, if someone's saying it out of their own mouth,
right,
I mean, what better truth is there?
Right.
If someone's saying it. And so, for me, either way, whether it's Trump or Billy Bush or anyone, I think it's important that we hear the truth, so that just even with interviews, celebrities, people in our personal lives, people we date, the truth is very important, so that we can make assessments and make decisions that are going to help us and not hurt us in the future, regardless of whether it's an election, a relationship, dating, or what have you.
Okay, now, we're interviewing right now. I invited you,
yes,
to come to this interview.
Yes.
As by nature of inviting you for this interview, are you giving me implied consent to actually air any or all of this footage? I mean,
well, this is great.
Because
right.
It could be
right
that you don't want this seen back home, because
well,
there's
right.
something we talk about that could be detrimental to you.
Sure.
But you're fine with it being aired here.
Right.
And I can see celebrities,
right.
to their credit, being under the understanding that you're only going to share something in a certain realm.
Well, but here's the difference.
Okay, go ahead.
And this is great. I'm so glad you brought it up. Because I'm actually working on a book right now in the realm of consent. There is a chapter or part of a chapter that will deal with the assumption of consent. So, you know, I agreed to do an interview with you. If we were, say you were in Los Angeles coming on my radio show, I would have had you sign a release form.
Okay.
Prior to the interview.
Should I have had you sign one today?
You could have.
Okay.
I'm okay with everything you can air. You
okay.
Have
my got that on
she's
camera?
Yes.
She's okay.
I gave
with
her
it
my
all.
Consent.
Okay. What's your social media?
Right. Off camera, I'll tell you.
Okay.
So I'm giving Molly my consent right now. You have my consent. You can edit this however you'd like, and you can use it, and I will share it and all these things. But for me, and just because, especially California is such a litigious state.
Yes, yes.
Everyone I know who works in entertainment or does something where they're interviewing people has at least one sheet of, like, release form contract kind of a thing, and possibly multiple sheets of information, because they just want to protect themselves. So if you were to come on my show, my release form would basically say something like, you're giving me your consent, permission, authorization to use any and all the footage, which with, you know, maybe Trump signed that with Billy Bush. And so, you know, there was no need really to release it before, but then someone was like, oh, well, maybe we should release this now. And if something was signed, if he signed something saying, yes, you have my permission to use it, and even if the audio, he didn't know the audio was running, then he signed away his consent, you know? So that's why it's always important to be aware of what you're saying and how you're acting around people, because you just never know, especially in this day and age where, I mean, everyone has some sort of iPhone or camera phone or something. I mean, that's a whole other route, though, because you still should have someone's permission, but you just never know what's being filmed or, you know? So for me, it comes down to basic, like, how do you want to be seen in this world? What image are you putting out there for yourself? You know, what kind of person, human being do you want to be in this life? What kind of human being do you want to be? And how do you want people to perceive you in this world, especially when it comes to interpersonal, you know, closer relationships, romantic relationships, all of that stuff.
All right, and there you go. There you have it. So, again, there's like another whole half hour of that interview, but I was just really happy that we were able to talk about so many different subjects in the realm of dating, consent, red flags, assault, all of these things, and things in the news right now currently. So thanks again to Molly Ray. Thank you so much for having me. And, you know, again, shout out to everyone at the Violence Free Coalition in Warren County ARCS. Thanks for having me, and thanks for interviewing me, and just thanks for doing what you do. It's so important. But that's it, you guys. Stay tuned for a new episode of a Dating Advice Girl radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles very soon. Until then, I will see you guys soon, and have a great day, week, month. It's almost winter. Oh, my gosh. We'll be right back.